Saga of the Change is an actual play podcast using the World of Darkness system about survival in a magical, post-apocalyptic world, and therefore may contain language and material not suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised. Come on, Sting.
I already put mine in current effects.
Oh, okay. You didn't put it in dice rolls, so I didn't know you were done.
Oh, me either.
Okay. Is that everybody on prep?
Yes.
Okay.
For what it's worth, activating the treasure would obviously be the last second action of prep, so that ideally it, you know, I'm in range of the thing. It is here by the time I'm very fast.
Mm-hmm. Same.
Okay. So, the seemingly right at or just below the surface dune worm-esque effect of this fucking thing coming through the town skids to an abrupt halt just shot short of you guys. And a very large something pops out. You notice that it appears to be a very large kind of snake, kind of fish. The head and the weird spines and, like, antennae on it kind of look like catfish-esque. But the, like, 100 feet of body reaching out behind it looks more like a snake. Also, catfish don't have that many goddamn teeth in their face. You also notice that the large creature has three heads. Or did have three heads, until one of them got fucking exploded.
Oh shit, we took out a whole head?
So you see two heads and a smoking stump where the third one was before it got exploded.
Let's fucking go.
Oh, boy. I hope this doesn't have Hydra in it.
And what? As it pops into, or as it blasts through the tree line in front of you guys, sending bits and pieces of tree just fucking flying everywhere, pop goes the bandit. Three frog people step sideways into the party zone.
Oh.
They are fucking horrifying looking. Vaguely humanoid, but with extremely long arms that reach down almost to the foot level. They're very hunchbacked. Like a giant bipedal frog, with a face full of lots and lots of stabby bits. Everybody, roll for initiative.
All right. Now I find out we don't do it the other way. It's dex and wits, right?
What do you mean the yes. other way?
I don't know.
Some way we found somewhere in a random part of the book.
Yeah, it's Dex and Wits.
Very deep on page, you know, good. 429.
Nothing like the old one.
6, 10, 16.
Get him, Samson.
I am very scared. Jesse is visibly shaken.
Are you using the initiative tracker in Roll20?
I will.
If you want to pull it up, we can put it in there.
Jessica Hawkins. God, updating that every round. It's going to be fun.
Order. It's pretty easy to adjust, and it's easy to see who's up next.
No, I've used it. It just also doesn't like when multiple people edit at once, unless they've fixed that.
They haven't.
You could just tell Ben.
Benji, I still love the like headcanon that I have that Jessica is related to Trinity and Syl.
It's an Easter egg.
Wait, is that real? Oh my god, please.
It's nowhere near Easter. Christmas is next. Get your holidays right. Jeez,
this would be a great Christmas for us. Surprise!
Oh my god, this level of lag is stupid.
Oh wait, aren't you able to do it like... Yeah, boom.
Yep, that's what I did.
No, you gotta wait until the thing's up and then you can click it and then hit initiative.
Oh.
And it'll put you on there. Of course, it would help if I didn't already roll initiative shitty the first time and have to change it immediately, but...
Oh, mine didn't pop up. Rip. Am I supposed to click my character first and then hit it? There we go.
How'd you do that?
Mine up there. 12. Click your little person and then click the initiative button at the top of the character sheet on the primary tab.
Yeah, all that.
Mine is too laggy to make this shit work.
Wait, click the character?
So when you open your character sheet, oh yeah, you have to click your little person on the map to make it attached to you.
I was going to say, it works with tokens too, yeah.
Oh.
There we go. And it'll We're add all me in to this. Turn order.
It's only worse because we all have to go correct it.
I am not getting that pop-up, but this thing is lagging so bad.
Yeah, use Firefox.
I'm getting about a 3-second delay on anything I try to do.
Are you able to mess with the settings at all?
Okay. Why?
Yeah, use Firefox.
Wrecked.
As a Chrome user, Benji mentioning that Firefox worked better for him, I switched to it, and all of the problems I was having last session with Chrome are not there.
Interesting. Don't
deal with flipping over and relogging in and all of that.
It will take you
I'm aware,
less time.
I'm already doing it, yes. Blah, blah, blah.
Yes, Dad.
Yes, Daddy.
Yes, Daddy.
I'll laugh my ass off if this thing is just as laggy. No, I do not want to save my fucking password. Fuck off. No.
What are they going to do? Take your fucking D&D characters?
Oh, I don't want to take the tour.
Almost like if you logged in.
It is trying to load right now. I'm waiting on the fucking loading page.
No,
why
you
are you stuttering?
At us. We're not doing anything to you.
I'm making fun of you. I'm doing it to you.
Let's say it. One of you is.
You don't have to protect him, man.
I'll fucking fight.
Are you gonna open the character sheet like I fucking told you to? No? Goddamn piece of shit.
I just want to listen to this for 30 minutes. Sorry, guys.
Right.
Thing mad.
Oh, I thought you meant the background music.
Oh.
I've been sitting on this one for a while.
Are you gonna... There he goes.
He's been planning to kill us with a not quite maybe Hydra for so long.
Yeah, you know.
I mean, honestly, that tracks. I believe that.
All right, I'm gonna add Olathe.
Olathe's
muted. I think
she's there. She's just underneath the Hydra for some.
You're audio not coming through for me then.
Mic check.
You're coming through.
You're coming through. Through for us.
It just did not change her position in it, so I don't know why.
Okay,
it's okay. I turned you way up. The music is still not really coming through, but that's okay.
Staying your dice roll on the sheet says, or on the roll says 12, but your token says 16. So is it 12 or is it 16?
It's 16. I had to update it because 16 is what I actually rolled. Okay. But it didn't move me in the... There it goes.
Okay. So it is a roll-off between Samson, one of the Froges, and Olathe. See who goes first.
The what?
Seven.
One of the Anirana.
Oh.
It's a three from the frog.
What? I'm not rolling off down here at six?
Unfortunately not. All right, so it's going to be Olathe, then Samson, and then...
The exact order is already in. All right, well, I've got giant catfish snake. And I suppose I'm going to need to go hit giant catfish snake. So, going to add, do I have any charms that are useful right now? I do not. Or, wait. Yeah, I didn't ever rebuild that one, so. With violence as a focus, and a willpower... we are going to do, let's see, it should be prime damage is prime 2, right? Or prime 3?
2.
Be careful about prime damage.
That's true. Fuck it. We'll go with the classic of fire.
That's still going to paradox you. But yeah.
Okay.
Go off, queen.
Let's say, the head of Arax is already just smoking from the incense burner thing that we talked about putting in the head of it, so... that'll be 4 suck of... I should use the fucking quint. 4 suck of add fire. Using the, like I said, already burning incense that is leaving a thin smoke trail behind as a... this is prime, so add prime damage, whatever. When I hit, let's see, this is dex melee, 4, 3, plus melee is 4. That's the right number of dice. Alright. And because it's the tomahawk, it automatically gets the doubles on tens. I even remembered that this time. And it's a diff. Ben, does this have any diff increases to hit? Or is it just a diff 6?
Just a diff 6.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Alright, so that is 9 suck to hit.
Okay. It's gonna do some dodge. so as not to get whacked.
Add that too, since I should have added that before.
Drop their pattern.
Okay, you have two suck to hit.
All right.
So damage plus one dice.
Okay, plus the three additional dice from Prime, or is Prime two per success?
One automatic, and then two per success.
Two, four, six. All right, that's the prime dice. And then strength plus two, so it's two, and then she has three strength. Ten sucks blood, one cell reroll, one, two, three. That is five suck.
Alrighty. You take a swing at this thing, at the big scaly hide. Axe hits it, seems to sink into the scale, and starts to... the scale kind of cracks and smokes a bit. You can tell that you hurt it, but it doesn't seem to react a whole lot to that.
That's fair.
Point of clarification. Is it cursed?
It is. Let me double check your message from before on the curses. One second.
Just make things worse, basically. Wounds faster, and basically, leave it up to your interpretation on how things could be worse when things happen to it.
Okay. Noted.
In the way that entropy was in that video you sent me. Tell you to do it.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. I'll keep that in mind. How many successes did you have for that?
Between Jesse and I, 10. We each had 5.
That's a lot of successes. Okay.
Yeah, I'm hoping it's awesome, but we'll see.
Alrighty, that's going to bring us to Samson.
Samson. Is going to ready in action. He's looking for any of these frogmen to come close enough to charge. And if none of them do, we'll be moving forward at the bottom of the turn order.
Okay.
Trying to eat some mooks.
Yep, that's it.
He's just for a second because there's a train going by. It's real fucking loud.
Just waiting for something to come close enough to go after, and if nothing does, then he'll move closer at the end of the turn.
Okay. Froggy number one. Going to do as the frog do, which is to say, yeet.
I was across the room getting food because I'm like last in the turn order, but I have to let you know that when you just said that, I had to go. It's what the frog do.
Stop it. Get some help.
No.
I heard that in my head, too.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
High five, Chris.
Chris, thank you so much.
My brain is a fucking fire trap. Shitty mean frog.
Ah. I'm so validated. God, Chris, I'm so glad you're here.
I'm just depressed that Sting said he didn't know what that meant.
We'll educate him later. It's fine.
He took his turn already. He's got 3 minutes to watch it.
Yeah, go. What's the fox say?
Oh, I know what the fox say.
Yeah, that was. That
oh,
was
that's it. The that's the reference.
Alternately, you could continue watching My Immortal.
No, it hasn't been that bad of a week yet.
Yeet.
Define yeet. No. How about no?
Large jump is executed by frog number one, because frog. And he is going to extend a large and very concerning looking tongue.
I'm going to die.
And attempt to grab Tiernan.
Yeah, I don't like that, but...
You mean you don't want to get devoured by a giant frog? That's weird. Just a second to lose this roll, sorry.
I'm assuming it's Dex Athletics to dodge things?
Correct. Dex cool. Athletics to not get grabbed by the giant frog tongue.
How fucked is this? I'm using a willpower. what's my diff?
D6.
Neat. Five successes.
No. Okay.
Just a reminder, Astoria did pass along that silver does not affect the Anurana.
Alright, 5 suck to dodge, 6 suck to grab, so... Tyrion! And yes, Astoria did pass along that it does not affect them. You are grappled.
Me with my 2 decks, 1 athletic.
You are grappled and suffer 2 points of aggravated damage.
Yeah, that checks out.
And I need a... Whoa. Oh. There's a cat scuffle. I need a... current willpower roll.
Diff, Captain?
Diff 6. It's an opposed roll.
Who suck? Feels good.
Chris, how is it every set of dice? No matter what.
It's my life, man.
Okay. Tiernan.
Uh-huh. Nightmares. When...
when the tongue wraps around you, you feel something ooze through your clothing, and a sickening feeling hit you real strongly. You're pretty sure you're poisoned now. You also feel something like a bad mushroom trip trying to bull into your brain.
Motherfucker poisoned me in the willpower.
and you're able to shake it off and maintain your composure. But you will take a point of ag damage at the end of each turn until this goes away. Astoria.
Astoria.
It you.
It me. How linked are Tiernan and the Froge?
The Froge has Tiernan wrapped up in a tongue and is give me a wits enigmas, Astoria.
Can I interest you in intelligence enigmas instead?
Sure.
Okay. What diff?
Diff 7.
Diff 7. 3?
Okay. It is very much that Anirana's intention to swallow Tiernan whole.
Oh, that's less than ideal.
Am I on the ground still?
You're probably still standing. You just have giant frog tongue completely wrapped around your body.
All right. I'm going to try and resolve that. What difficulty would it... never mind. First shot. Div 4. Does that count if it's a called shot? It just says the first shot is div 4.
The called shot penalty would still apply. Tiernan would also qualify as partial cover from where you're at.
So, even from the air?
Plus, you know what?
Plus 3 minus 1 from being at elevation?
Yes.
So plus 3 minus 1 additional 3 dice?
Yep.
Okay. I am also going to use an entropy effect, for violence as a focus, and I would very much like to hit the thing and not Tiernan.
Valid.
And that is going to be 3 successes on that. Does that decrease my difficulty?
Yes. That'll remove the...
The Tiernan penalty?
Yeah, that'll remove the proximity penalty.
Okay, so I'm just frogs? That... What?
How big are these? Are they like were-creature 2 meter tall kind of shit? Or are they weirdly absolutely. Small?
They are.
Tiernan is a little old man.
Yeah, Tiernan is... Yeah. These things are massive. They're
I just want that picture. He's not great cover.
Let's say he's not great cover in Astoria's in the air.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm functioning at a plus 1 difficulty.
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm having to add and minus penalties here.
Yeah, no, I gotcha. I'm working on it. Okay, and then the plus 3, is that to the attack or to the damage?
To the attack. The plus 3 for called shot?
The called shot is plus 3 to the damage, right?
The damage dice that you roll.
Yes. Yeah. It's kind of like Great Weapon Master all in D&D. It makes it harder to hit, but it does more damage if you do.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. So I'm working at a diff 5. Got that. I've got that. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 6. I have 8 to hit.
Okay. He's only got 5 to not get shot, so damage plus 3.
Okay. So damage plus 6.
Is this the part you rip a werefrog in half with an arrow?
Yes, it is. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 damage.
Beautiful. Okay, 1 second to roll some soap and soap.
What kind?
What kind of damage does the bow do?
I'm trying.
Should just be
lethal.
Lethal, yeah.
I was trying not to hit you. Usually it would be an additional damage type, but...
No, you know. I appreciate not getting ripped in half by your arrow.
Yeah, you know, that's kind of important.
That's a shitty soak roll. 3 damage soaked, and you said how many?
10, I think was what they said.
Yeah. You shoot this frog square in the fucking mouth, and it falls the fuck over.
Aaron just with fat ass tongue falling off of him.
Yeah, pretty much.
Hmm.
Amazing.
You good?
It is a little bit of gross and clapping. It's just old man dancing.
Little salute with a bow.
Fantastic now.
That is going to bring us to frog number 2. We just saw what happened to his homie.
I will say, I noted Astoria and Taryn are in the air with those little wings.
Yeah, that's valid.
Chase is also in the air.
Which one is Chase and which one is Dog? I'm going to really need to have that.
Dog is the shrike.
Okay. Give me some proper icons by next session, please. All right.
And Chase's icon is the Chicago clan symbol.
Yeah. Eat at Doggo.
Doggo's ready action triggers, and it probably meets him somewhere in the middle.
Okay.
Ready to action being, you look like you're coming to play. We're going to play now. And, it's gonna be... a reroll. Thank God for Lucky Charm. Because that's a little bit too many ones. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, I don't need the exploding tens on that, but it rerolled into a success anyway, so I guess it doesn't matter. That is going to be 7 successes. Worth of Dex Brawl to bite because diff 5. As Samson fur missiles straight at the first thing to look at him funny.
Okay, yep, that is 9 successes of you're not biting me.
Holy shit.
Frogo, fast as fuckboy. Turns out, when you don't forget about the bonuses for where creatures forms, they're a lot more dangerous.
Yes. Terrifyingly so.
Keep forgetting.
Okay. Yeah, that's what happened with the Black Spiral Dancer fight. That should have been a lot more dangerous for y'all. Alright, so Froge is going to attempt to do the same maneuver of grapple the doggo with tongue with intent to consume. That looks like a tasty ass snack.
Okay. So that is a
stamina athletics.
Damn. That's going to be one success for Samson to try to get out of the way, even with good luck, dog.
God damn.
And 9 dice.
That's a bit of an ouch.
Hey, yep. Samson dies again.
No.
Gonna have to talk like, maybe Samson doesn't come to combat.
Okay. Yep, that is 5 successes of grabinate the dog, which means you are grappled, and I need to roll strength plus 1 of Aggie damage.
This is why we've got armor on a dog.
Yup.
That's going to be 8 successes worth of soak for Samson.
That's enough for him to not get grappled. However, I also need Samson's current willpower.
Well, damn. I was really hoping this was the kind of poison that has to actually do damage to uptake effect.
Nope. Just contact.
Well, goddamn.
Oh, golly.
Lucky reroll. Not lucky, oh, but good luck, dog, reroll. Well, that's better. It's not great, but it's better.
You're attached to them ones, aren't you?
Yes.
At the batting ones today. Alright, that is still 2 successes of Poisonate El Dogonate. And I need to roll one more thing. Samson.
Mm-hmm.
You now believe that these frogs are friends. Very close friends.
No.
Your bestest friends. Your favorite thing, even.
Well, damn.
That's a terrible poison.
Yeah, Tiernan got lucky on that one.
Ah, super.
It's a D10 roll. There's 5 different effects. The only rolling a 1 is enough for you to not get fucked by one of them, and you rolled a 1, so you didn't get fucked by any of them. Okay, and that is going to take us to Big Ugly Beastie.
Hi!
Just had a dastardly witch run up and whack it with an axe.
Yeah.
It was definitely that witch making the wound already curl. And
Hey, Ben, mm-hmm. I'm going to ask one of them questions that I'm probably not going to like the answer to.
Yeah, buddy.
How much good does a shield really do against this thing?
Yeah.
Like, I spent the quint on it and all of that, and then as I was standing here, I'm like, huh.
Shield can stop tooth from entering body, technically, so like...
Yeah.
Better than nothing?
better than nothing.
I'm just going to need to know if it, you know, I do have shield out, and technically it's going to be meleeing me, I assume, so.
Stand in a dragon's mouth, use the shield as your helmet so it doesn't crush you.
Yeah, and like, rules is written, it's still plus two, but.
It is still plus two. I could see a great argument for it not being, but like.
You know, I'm trying to. I'm
confident it counts on this. I think it's relevant stuff.
I'm just trying to be fair, and, you know, wanted to ask the question of, how fucked might I be?
I'll tell you this. For a bite or a gore attack that this thing does, it helps. If it decides just to run you over, it's not going
to
help.
All right. If it tries to swallow me, you know, we'll figure it out then.
Ayo.
Also that. Yeah, it's just going to affect.
It's a very oral fixation heavy episode.
A little bit. Okay.
He has us fighting a bunch of just mouth creatures.
Mouth.
It's just mouth.
It's just a mouth with legs to propel the mouth at food.
Exactly.
That's how humanity got to where it is.
Mouth
boss.
Maybe your curse will make all this thing's teeth fall out.
You gotta punch them first, but one bear punch can just punch out Hydra teeth.
Pops an axe into teeth. Bald shot teeth.
Oh, God.
All right, by the power of exploding tens, that is six successes to chomp Olathe.
All right. Was that with the increased diff as well?
It is.
Okay. Stop. All right, so I'm going to, I'm going to want to dodge that. 4, 6, 7. And then dodge at athletics. And, Well, you know, it landed in the tray and it landed on 10, so I'm not changing that one. Alright, let's see. You know what? I'm re-rolling that whole thing. Fuck that. There were 4 ones in that.
Whoo, buddy.
Keep your fucking ones over there, Chase.
Look, man.
Are you gonna hold on to those things all game? That's you. That's what you sounded like.
There was some question about whether or not it made sense for Chase to keep adventuring once Naomi left, and the answer is the dice have spoken.
5 tonight.
Okay, so it's gonna only do damage. No bonuses.
Yep, and then we get soak damage.
Okay. Reduce armor rating by 2. Because needle teeth.
Okay. Shield technically doesn't give armor rating. It's just off the armor itself. 5. This is not a sundering, correct?
No.
Okay. And I'm going to say that Olathe did repair her armor during the multiple months of downtime. Alright, so reduced by 2 for needle teeth. Stamina gives me another 4. Tens don't explode on this, right?
Correct.
Okay. Well, I soak 4. Okay. No, 5. That's a 7.
Alright, so you will take 2 points of lethal.
Okay.
As this big, giant head reaches down to basically just eat you from the top up. Just put your whole head in its mouth and bite down. And you manage to kind of interpose your shield in the way. Causing it to get a solid chunk of your arm. but not anything more serious than that.
Perfect.
And that is going to bring us to a murderizing bird.
I'm going to DM you a question.
That's me. Okay. Surprising no one, Terran Bird is going to do lots of attack attacks. First, he's going to do a gore.
Okay.
Which is... Hello, Terran Bird, where'd you go? Was that 10 yards or more?
Yes.
Where was he?
He was like right here-ish.
So
yeah,
it would be
cool.
It would be far enough for a gore.
Okay. So
I'm rocking hard on this music.
Right, I'm saying. This is a good one, Benji.
I guess shout out to the creator. This one, artist goes by Saint Nullum. This one is from Soundstripe.
Red.
Yeah, she's
six to hit. Six to hit?
Yeah.
Okay, he is gonna... Beastie is going to burn a point of rage.
I hate that.
To get an extra dodge. Is only 5 successes to not get gored.
Okay. To strength. Bubby. Ugh. Strength. Plus 4. Plus the 1 extra success.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 1, 2, 4. 5 damage. And I suppose I'm glad that my ones are coming out during damage rolls.
Mm. Could definitely be worse.
One way to look at it.
And you have needle teeth also, correct?
I do.
Okay. I'll reduce El Sneko's armor by 2. That is 4 successes to soak. How much damage did you say?
5.
5. Okay, so it's... He takes a chunk off of it.
Okay. The next one... So this is going to be a claw. So 6 to hit.
Okay.
And then... They've got no additional dodge.
It's not going to spend for one, no.
Okay. That one's going to be 4 damage. Okay, the next one is going to be 1, 2, 3. Jesus Christ, 3 to hit. They're doing. He said soaked?
Yes.
What?
Okay, soaked from the last one. I was 3 to hit, okay.
Yeah, sorry, I'm catching up behind you.
1, 2, 3, 5, plus 2, 2, 1, 2, 5. 3 to hit and 6 damage is the next one. Um, 11 to hit. And that's gonna take me a second. Hold on. 5, 2, plus 10 extra dice. 6, 7, 9, 10. Okay, 8 damage. And that has been 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Got 3 more. 5, 1, 2, 3. Alright, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and then minus 1 for the 1. So 9 to hit, and then damage plus 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 2, plus 3, 4, 6, 8, 7, 8, 9. Okay, 8 damage again.
Okay.
That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Two more. 3. One, two, three, four, five, minus one. So 4 to hit. That's 5 plus 2. That's 3. And that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 damage. Okay. And then I think this is my last one. That is so many fucking ones. Jesus Christ.
The Knight of the Ones, I guess, for all of the familiars.
Knight of the Ones. All right. Well, I zeroed out. I got 3 ones and 3 8s on that last. So, okay.
Jesus.
So Taryn turns into a giant screeching missile. Tiernan, I imagine this might be the first time you've seen this happen. What was a crow kind of flapping in the air not far from Astoria transforms into a gigantic four-legged monstrosity and screeches at this thing, making a sound that's somewhere between a razor blade on a chalkboard and a crow screech. Collides beak first with the thing's gut and then just kind of clings there, just clawing away at it like it's trying to dig its way inside.
I wonder what it'll do if it ever got in there.
probably promptly explode out the other end. He's gone straight through horses before.
Checks out.
The creature looks less than pleased to have this happening to it, and makes a lot of equally unpleasant noises itself. Technically, all of this extra should have happened at the end of the round, but we forgot because we're Papagas. It's all good.
Oh, shit. Sorry, we haven't been in combat for a minute.
You're good. No worries, babe. I forgot to.
Hey, I was just kind of... I didn't know if Taryn had different rules because he was familiar.
He doesn't. I forgot. It's fine. We'll remember going forward. because everybody else's rage actions are coming at the end of the round. That brings us to one Jesse.
Okay, so I have this thought. So, like, I have forces four now.
Yeah.
Can I go full storm up in this bitch?
Yes.
Okay. I would like to do that. And if I need to tie in any of my other spheres to direct the lightning specifically at our maybe Hydra, I'd like to do that.
Okay.
And I would like to dump resources.
Okay.
So I think that how many? It's just one willpower, right? How many willpower can I use? I don't remember.
You can use one willpower.
Okay, sick. Okay, I'd like to use one willpower and two quintessence.
Okay.
What would that make my diff?
Diff 5.
Oh, amazing. Okay, that's 6 successes with the willpower.
Wait, what?
An Arate roll, right? I rolled a 1. Or not a 1, a 10? Not a 1. With the willpower, I rolled 6, 6, 8, 10, 9. And then the willpower.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So how is Jesse doing this?
She's screaming.
I love Jesse.
Just starts fucking screaming. Going Super Saiyan, essentially.
Yes. She is terrified right now. And the last time they got into, like, big combat, she fucking died.
Pretty close, yeah.
And she never wants that to happen again, and she's got a lot of big emotions about it. So she's just going to scream.
Okay. And you said that was...
big emotions about it.
6 successes?
She does have. Yeah.
Feel your feelings, girl.
All right, so roll me 12 damage dice.
Yay. Oh, sorry, my whale just threw up.
Weaponize your feelings, girl.
Threw up?
My dice bag is a whale.
I love that.
That's adorable.
And I'm rolling right in front of me. It's a Kate Spade coin purse. And it's in the shape of a whale. His name is Captain, and he keeps all my D10s.
That's incredible.
It's adorable. Mine's half a coconut.
Say Captain, and I just hear
Captain. Like Captain Ahab. He's not the white whale, but he is pretty cool.
I heard it too.
Okay, so what does that make my damage dice?
It'll be 12 d10s, anything higher than a 6, okay. Or anything 6 or higher. 10s do not explode, 1s do not count against you.
Okay. That's so satisfying. Okay, so you said 10s do not explode and 1s do not count against you?
Yes.
Okay, so there's a 1.
They count against you in the sense that they don't do damage. 4,
5, 6, 7, 8.
Okay. Left head or right head? Just generally whacking the body.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're getting the base.
All right. Yeah, I don't have it on the screen, but those two heads kind of come down to a middle point, like, back here where the ping is, there's like a whole body that stretches about 100 feet that way.
I'm a lumberjack and it's okay.
The heads are the things that are trying to eat you, so like, they're important. Okay, Jesse screams like a fucking banshee, and a cloud forms overhead and discharges a bolt of lightning that zaps this giant snakefish thing. And blows a smoking crater in its body. it doesn't look super thrilled about that turn of events. Alrighty.
I understand its emotions, but I reject them for my own mental health.
And that will bring us to Farrago number 3. These guys do generally kind of have one major trick.
Eat stuff.
Throw the mouth at the food.
Axes. They're really good with axes. We just weren't going to talk about it, were we?
He's gonna jump towards Olathe. She's the one that just stuck an axe in its god. Yeetus, deletus.
You said that and it made me think of, what is it, Xenon?
Yeetus Lapidus, guys!
Yes!
That movie does not stand up. Oh,
I bet it doesn't.
Oh, it was so bad.
All right, that is 6 successes of Tunginate Olathe.
I hate the way you say that.
Giant changeling intensifies.
Going to go ahead and burn one of those bonus actions.
Mini tens on that one. Yep.
So that is 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 dice. Use the dodge. Let's throw the metals first. Please stay where I can see you better. Thank you. Hello, 10. I love that. Hello, second 10. I love that. Okay.
Bragging.
That is 7 dodge.
Nicely done. All right. Yeah, you nearly catch a literal tongue lashing. But through the power of God and anime and fairy toys, you managed to get out of the way.
I swear to God, my first instinct is, oh, yeah, you know, probably it's a lathe, it's inappropriate. Not you!
Alright, and that will bring us
one problem at a time.
To Chase.
Yeah. These people need to leave my dog alone. Is Chase made aware of the tomfuckery going on with the dog?
Yes. They're mind-linked.
Probably. Bond sharing exists.
I almost should have made you roll for that, for some kind of disorientation, but you know what? You're fine. Carry on.
Mm-hmm.
Step one.
Arate. To mind control dog. That is my dog. And he does what I say.
Okay.
That is going to be 4 successes. And
burn some quint on that one.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, 3 successes. That is a 4. No, I'm not burning Quint. I'm needing to clean my glasses, mostly.
Yeah.
But no, 3 successes, which should theoretically be plenty, because we're not actually just clearing the effect, because there's a lot of biochemistry in there that Chase doesn't really have the time to figure out, or the desire to figure out at the moment.
Okay.
This is just...
His will is not his own, you're wrestling it away from him?
Harbinger assuming direct control stuff.
Uh-huh.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Or
Samson, but valid.
Yeah, it'll be all right. And then I guess rage actions. Are we doing them all on our turn since we missed it the first time, or am I waiting?
We're gonna wait because
I waited, so
yeah.
Okay.
I forgot because we only kind of recently realized that Terran should have been waiting, and my brain just went, "Oh yeah, it's Terran's 7,000 attacks," and I forgot to. Yeah, I'm sorry.
You can pull them back. I mean, I put them all in there, so
no, it's fine. It's not gonna.
It ain't that deep.
But... it's not going to drastically alter the outcome.
Okay. And then moving down to enter more or less flanking, because there are some fancy little rules about being in combat with more than one target at a time, increasing your difficulty to dodge, I think. Is it increase their difficulty to dodge or lower my difficulty to hit?
It increases their difficulty... Let me see if I can find it again, because I literally saw it earlier today and was like, wow, that's interesting.
I never remember it when it's actually relevant. I always remember it at like 3 in the afternoon on a Tuesday or something.
Yeah, and it honestly would have been a bastard to keep track of in Theater of the Mind, whereas
yeah.
This, it's not.
Ain't that the fucking truth, though? Like, it's only good. I only remember it well when it's not important.
Yeah, especially since, like, Chase and Samson were built to do this together for that mechanic. Like, that was a major idea going into this. I forget it every time.
Yeah, even funnier, multiple opponents honestly. Rule. A character who's fighting several opponents at close range suffers a penalty of +1 per attacker to both her attack and defense rolls, up to a maximum penalty of 4. So it will attack and defend at a difficulty of +2.
It's a bad thing to be surrounded.
Also, just for reference, I love this rule because it gives mundanes a fighting chance to swarm a mage and bring them down. That said, just so those of you who aren't familiar with this rule can remember, if you have Correspondence 1, Mind 1, or Time 2, and have one of those sensory effects going at the time, you can ignore that penalty.
Can we get that written down somewhere so that we can...
Yes, I will get that written down.
That'll do it for me, though, for now.
Okay.
I still got my 3 bonus actions, but those are later.
Yeah. Yeah, I will get that in the rules chat so that we can remember it later. Okay, so that'll bring us to Jessica, who, as per tradition, has terrible initiative. And she is going to take a shot with the crossbow, because she'll get basically one of those in any given fight. With violence as a focus, to do a... fire Arate effect. That is one success. And then attempt to shoot this thing in the fucking mouth. Because mouth.
Mouth.
Holy fucking tits. Okay. Okay, 4 successes to shoot it in the mouth. Crossbow is 6 lethal plus 1 automatic and 2 for 5, 6. Okay. A flaming crossbow bolt flies off of Jessica's crossbow, thunks into the creature, which gives a really unhappy noise, but otherwise doesn't look too much worse for wear. and Jessica slings the crossbow over her back, because it takes too long to reload crossbows. And that'll bring us to Comrade Tiernan.
Neat. I send you my request.
yes.
Because I think it's legal, I'm here to be a wizard.
I think that's legal. do wizard shit about it.
So, using a big pile of tattoos on his body, they're going to light up as though they were, you know, doing the Doctor Strange thing. I'm going to cast a spell. One that steps me back in time. Preferably pre-poison. Because that seems bad. and even better, pre-injury. Because that also seems bad. And the ripple that leaves, I want to convert into forces. And then have those forces projectile said arrow that just ripped a frogman in half at, I suppose, the right head?
Okay.
And take care of all my problems at once, preferably.
Yeah, that's wild. That's wild shit, but I don't see any particular reason why it wouldn't be doable.
It's all happening in the same 3 seconds.
So another 10 damage to the head?
Do what?
I said, so another 10 damage to the head? From the arrow?
The arrow is probably not going at the same momentum.
Yeah, it's probably...
It'd be less precise.
I don't care if it's on the ground, I'm just... All the force that, you know, flushes back into that space is just gonna snap it off into that direction.
Yeah, part of the damage with the arrow would have been precision. You wanna let him roll the
base arrow damage?
That's probably what we'll do, is just base arrow damage.
Okay, this arrow does... 7 damage. Go ahead and roll that.
Jeez. I gotta succeed the spell first. I'm gonna use a willpower and a whole quintessence.
As I recall, rewinding time is always a higher difficulty.
More quintessence, I got you.
Yeah, sorry, give me 1 second.
I know it's 2 or 3.
Yeah, it's either 2 or 3. Sorry, give me 1 second. I've got 3 different books open on my desk and
the mage rule book on the couch has a tab. I think it's the blue one that is tabbed directly to the sphere effects, if that's what you're looking for.
Otherwise it's in cheat sheets on Game Masters. I believe it's on there. I'm not quite at my desk right now, so I can't.
You guys don't get to hear him singing as he goes looking through the books.
I love that for you that you do, though.
I do, too. It's really cute.
I return. Aww. Yes, turning back time is always +3 difficulty and always vulgar. So however much point you want to do to not have that be really, really hard to do.
Feels like 3. It's most of it, but... Yeah. We don't have to deal with injuries and poison and maybe even do damage. Yep. So we're down to a diff 6 and a willpower again anyway.
Beautiful.
Oh.
Send it.
1818.
brother.
Wait, did you just zero
one
out?
1 success.
A 1 success. Okay. Bliat Suka.
Can I get back a second and limply throw an arrow through the air?
Oh, I like that. One second. You...
1818. What the...
That's wild.
That's my life. I'll just do it next round, too, if I need to. If that... makes it better or worse.
Yeah, I'm gonna say he goes back like a second in time, but that's still, he's still got the problems.
That's fine.
Cause,
will this count as one continuous spell as far as Paradox goes?
Yes. If he's gonna basically ritual cast this mid combat, then that's what we're how we're gonna play it.
Yeah, it sucks, but it is what it is. Maybe I'll throw an arrow well eventually.
Alright, that's gonna take us to rage actions.
Well, then that puts Olathe on the board.
Dude.
Who has one? And we are going to have
a target rich environment.
Yeah, but she doesn't get to use it. Going to do the river is going to poke her head out and commit the healing lick, which gets rid of my minus one on my health, which is good because I don't want to track that shit. And that then, means. 7. Ah, no, come back! Imagine me too! Okay, alright. And we are rolling for the dance.
Keep in mind, you are in contact with two hostiles, so it'll be plus one to your hit diffs.
What?
Are you just rolling for the lick right now?
The lick is automatic. Rolling to activate the trinket, or the treasure again. The dex expression.
Okay, so you're not, okay. That's your one movement, is you're firing off the thing again.
Yes, okay. I am re-triggering that.
Gotcha.
To the tune of 5 successes.
Okay. Next in line for rage actions is going to be this Froggo, who's not super thrilled about his current situation. And he's going to take it out on Chase.
Rude.
With a
Chase still flying?
Not particularly, no. Technically, yes, but not high enough off the ground to not be reachable because he is flying down to enter into melee with the frog.
Yeah. Dex brawl.
Counterspell. which is to say, if he's trying to punch and or tongue, he's going to be catching, well, needing to get through katana first.
Frogs took all the things. Like, all the things.
I think I'd rather the frogs have them than the giant fucking snake thing.
That is 8 successes of bite chase on the face.
Okay. 5 successes worth of please don't, so...
Okay.
Ow.
Yeah.
Do these things have teeth?
Sure do, buddy.
That's terrifying. Is that even with his at a difficulty of 8 for him? Or plus 2 difficulty? Goddamn.
Like I said, he rolled 4 tens, buddy.
Jesus.
On a dice pool of, what was that, 8, 9? He rolled 4 tens. Alright, so strength, 2 bonus, plus 1. plus extras.
Was that also accounting the plus 2 to the difficulty from my shield?
Push it to a 9.
It would have been 5 successes then.
And I did have 5 successes to block.
Okay. Then that would do it.
Aha! This is why we use shields. And right, flanking.
And that will take us to... big ol' Snecko.
Yeah, I figured that was coming.
Burning another point of rage to get this annoying thing that is trying to claw its way in it the fuck away.
Ooh. Even me, okay.
Okay. And it is going to do its own gore attack with its fucking spiny spines. That is 7 successes of poke murder bird with neck spines.
Taren does not want to be poked with murder spines, so he's gonna dodge.
Mm-hmm.
With 8 successes.
Phenomenal.
Phenomena.
Okay. Extra heads means extra attacks. Second head is going to attempt to devour Olathe.
And there it is.
Second burst, same as the first.
Well, to make it suck.
Okay.
Do it. Kill my character off after making me make you do all that work earlier.
A will not. He's also going to go for a spine gore.
Yeah, got shield. Can I? I can't counter that, can I? Can't parry that, can I? Can I?
Don't know, but your defense rolls are going to be at a plus 3. Because you're now in contact with 3 entities.
I mean, it's either a defense roll at plus 3 or nothing at all because I can't dodge.
Can you parry if you don't have a dodge?
Oh.
Isn't that...
It's a dodge action.
Yeah.
I don't either.
You could burn a rage action if you still have one.
I don't.
That's rough.
Yeah, this is gonna be rough.
Well... The big beastie finally had a shitty roll.
Good.
Relatively shitty. And your dice pool is that big.
Yeah.
That's one, that's one.
Roll big, botch big, baby.
Yep. That is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 successes of stab the Olathe with fine.
Okay. Does this also... This isn't needle teeth, so...
No, the needle teeth would not apply here.
Okay.
Oh, hope the shield helps.
That is 6 points of lethal damage.
6 soak. 10, 10, 7, 7, 6, 6, 5, 4, 4.
Thing threw 14 goddamn dice and only got 6.
Good!
Okay.
I've got 3 fucking creatures on me.
Yeah, you do, buddy. So, we have 2 options here.
Power through.
We power through for the next 30 minutes before our Elaine needs to go to bed, knowing we will not finish this round, or we roll our initiatives for the next round and call it a night, picking up at the top of the turn order on our next session.
I vote top of the turn order.
I vote power through.
Are we going to finish our rage actions?
Who still has rage actions?
I'm still sitting on three.
My bad. So Chase, go ahead, do your thing.
Okay, it's not going to take super long, I just...
Yeah, my bad.
At least finish the round. So, operation, I guess this dude turned around for me, so stab him in the front instead of stab him in the back. That means you enter, Key. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 4, 5, 4, 5 successes on attack numero uno. I'm assuming because you didn't keep going with his rage actions that he is out of those and therefore out of dodges, yes?
He's out of rage actions?
He dodged when Samson charged him.
That, thank you. So yeah, that is correct.
Okay, so 5 is going to be... that many lethal. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lethal.
Okay.
Attack number 2.
You smack him with the sword and see that it hurt him, but the impact felt weirdly closer to smacking a stone statue than smacking a giant frog. Like, it rings up the sword and up your sword hand. It doesn't feel good.
Well, we're still going to go ahead and keep going. With 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 successes, so 7 extra damage. So, 1, 2, only 2. Golly, dude. 12d6, 2 successes,
brutal.
2 damage.
Yeah, that one glances off of his shoulder with no effect.
Last one is going to be to preparatize some extra actions for next round.
Okay.
Magical Samson reroll.
Going through a lot of those.
Are you having fun, bud?
Yeah, I am going through a lot of those. It's going to be 3 more actions for next turn.
Okay. With that, finally, sorry, Chase, brings us to bottom of the turn order. I need Chase and Tiernan to take a point of ag damage for poison.
You mean Samson?
That's what I meant, Samson.
Okay.
Listen, it's the same brain. You're the same person.
It is. I just want to make sure I get my damages on the right sheet.
Yeah, no, you're right. My brain is in shutdown mode. Okay, so I have a vote from Jesse for let's call it here. I have a vote from Aletha for let's carry on. I've got a couple more players that have not registered an opinion.
I'm good to wrap here and just start at the next turn order when we get back.
Yeah, I feel like it'll be less confusing if we do it that way anyway.
I agree. I think that because we have someone that needs to go to bed for work, especially.
Yes. So let's go ahead and get our initiatives. I'm going to try to get them go ahead and put into the turn order so we don't have to fuck with that next time.
Pretty sure Olathe is going first.
Yeah, you had fucking 20?
I rolled a 10, and I have 7 dex and 3 width right now.
You're going to get some pattern bleed for using 7 dex, buddy.
Probably. That sounds like a magic after the fight kind of thing I got to deal with, though.
Roll for the big beastie. It sounds like I'm rolling for blue because that's what M keeps referring to blue as when they're talking to Loki.
What?
You referring to blue to Loki as the big beastie?
Yes.
Somehow just removed from the turn order.
New roll being an 11 is pretty goddamn wild, honestly. Best roll of the game of my career with this character.
That does track.
I have provided a Samson token.
Fucking phenomenal, thank you. Okay. Alright, there is our turn order. Except for Jessica, who I almost forgot, again, as per usual. Fine. Everything's fine.
Can you right-click Samson and add turn order?
Yes.
Or add turn, I think it is. Thank you.
I will endeavor to find a better token for Jessica.
XP?
One for the round. Obviously, no expenditure of XP while you're in combat. But...
Alrighty then.
Brings us to the bottom of our session with a big beastie trying to eat you guys, and some smaller beasties also trying to eat you guys.
Vor fetish, just as far as the eye can see.
Do what?
Don't lick me or I'll come.
I said vor fetish, just as far as the eye can see.
It's true. Okay, also, one thing. M and I have a real life engagement next Monday.
Already?
Shut the fuck up. We'll be out of town seeing a Broadway performance on Monday. Can everybody do Tuesday?
Yeah.
I think so.
Should be able to.
Probably.
Okay. If not, let me know. We can figure something out. But yeah, we will be seeing Hadestown on that month.
Oh, hell
yeah. I'm so fucking excited. My God.
That's going to be so good.
So. Yeah.
Outstanding.
That'll be our session, and thanks everybody for being flexible, because, you know, real life. It's appreciated.
I'm going to put it